want us to read the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. If you're there, you can help us read. Matthew 28, 18. I'll read from here then. Yes, someone there? Okay.
Jesus said to them,
Amen. Jesus said unto them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, me. Authority is the power to rule, at least to make decisions in certain realm. Every believer must know who he or she is in Christ and how we can exercise the authority of Christ. One reason why we are studying this and believing God that the Spirit of God will impress this mightily upon our heart is for us to know that we must quit complaining about certain things that God has given us authority to deal with. I pray that the Spirit of God will continue. Jesus said, all authority in heavens and on earth has been given to me. Luke chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. I'll quickly read a few scriptures, and then we'll just take opportunity to pray about a few things. Luke chapter 10, from verse 18 to 19. Jesus replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He was talking to 72 here, not just the close group, the 72 followers. He said, I send you out. I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw Satan fall like lightning. How much of power does Satan have? A lot, if we think about all the influences and all the things. However, most of the things we arrogate to Satan is probably not even Satan. It's most of our actions that are bringing some of those things. But here, Jesus is saying, everything that you cannot control, that Satan might be influencing, I saw that this guy actually has fallen. A fallen person should not be the one ruling our lives, should not be the one affecting our lives. As a Christian, as a believer, we must be able to stand upon the authority of Christ. If somebody comes to your house and knocks on your door, even if it is an apartment and knocks on your door, you know you've paid your rent. And the person says, I need to use this house. You get out of here. What will be the right answer? You have to think about the person and say, are you out of your mind? I'm the one paying this place and you want to come into my apartment and do something? Or to your territory? How many times do we allow everything that the devil wants to dump on us to stay on our lot? A believer must know authority. I tell you the truth, if we don't understand the position and the authority that Christ has given us, we're going to yield every ground. We will yield every ground. If God has given you this entire area and the devil is coming to claim this corner, you're going to say, ah, what is that to me? I will be fine. Let him take that spot. But you know what? The devil does not know how to stop when it comes to taking ground. Like we saw when he was tempting Jesus. He was going to use everything possible to get to him, to take every ground he was going to take. I want us to understand this morning, if we don't understand the authority that Christ has delegated upon us, we will not take the ground. We will not take the ground. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. So next time you're going to pray to God, you're going to say, Father, Jesus already said that Satan is a falling creation. And therefore, everything that may be orchestrated in my life today, they are falling in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, verse, I'll read a bit. That was what I was talking about, the temptation of Jesus. Temptation of Jesus. John chapter 16 from verse 11. Let's read that quickly. I want us to understand, what is our authority? Who are we contending with? What are the challenges? What are the challenges? John chapter 16, verse 11. If you're there, you can help us read. Please feel free to read if you have the scripture open. John 16, 11. Anyone there? John 16, 11.
Concerning judgment, because the ruler, the prince of this world, is already condemned.
Who is the prince of this world? We'll find out. we'll find out. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. I want us to begin to realize through scriptures certain things that a believer has authority. The devil or Satan or whatever we describe that character to be has influence in certain areas of our life. And we must be able to identify, devil is trying to mess with me here. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Everybody that continues to disobey the word of God, the instructions of God, willingly, consistently, continually, definitely belongs to the camp of this man that Christ said has fallen. The devil has grown so much to disobeying God, and he has been doing it from the beginning. Okay. Now, it says, the reason that the Son of God appeared, made manifest in the flesh, was to destroy everything that would keep you to be sinning. Everything that would keep you to be sinning. So the authority of a believer, say, I give my life now and say, Lord, I don't think I can operate the way I've been operating. I really need to yield my heart and my spirit to you so that you can help me. One of the first few things that such a character, a believer, must do is to say, Lord, because your Son has been made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, every believer must know the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? If we don't know that, we're not going to stand on the authority of God and begin to reclaim every territory. Every territory. What are the works of the devil? We know that. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 10 verse 10. Let's read that together if we're there. John chapter 10 verse 10. Remember, we're talking about the authority of the believer. There is no miracle that will come. God can do certain things without our wish, without our thought, without our knowledge. It just happens, and it's one thing we desire. That's one miracle. Another one is for us to realize that God has provided everything that we needed to operate in the blessings of God. John 10, 10, are we there? The thief, the person that wants to dispossess, will come to steal. Those are three difficult things that are not very conducive for any human life. Has anyone had the experience of somebody coming to steal what you have before? How easy or painful? Even if it was your wallet. How many people have, I don't know, I hope it would never happen. You know, they've stolen people's identity online. They steal your credit card, they steal your driver's license, they steal your pass. In fact, they claim other people's, you know, they use everything. They steal your identity. How do you feel afterwards? In fact, some people will steal your identity and use it to commit a crime. Say, the devil is a thief, and one of his goals is to steal. The devil will try at every point in time to steal our joy. And why do I say that? Am I claiming something I do not know? The devil is going to try to steal our joy because he knows that when you have no joy, you're going to look for replacement. And that is by smoking weed, by having wild parties, or by feeling great by hanging out in some X bar, or having women surround you or stuff like that and feel like you're on top of the world. The devil is a thief. And I have a solution. Everything that the devil is going to steal from you, you have to actually confront the devil. Can you imagine, man, if someone steals your property, you can tell that that is your property and it's walking around in front of you. What are you supposed to do? You'd be like, I don't want trouble. Let him keep it. If it's something that is of no use to you, maybe your trash bag, maybe something that you don't like, but something that belongs to me, you're stealing and you're walking it out there, it's not going to happen. I will take what belongs to me. That is my stuff. If I give it voluntarily, that is a different thing. But you're coming to steal. Because really, what is stealing? Stealing is dispossessing somebody of what is legally that person's asset. And I'll take it from you. When devil is going to come and steal your heart, your joy. Do you know how many people in this America that the devil has stolen their home. The devil has stolen their children. And those children will begin to tell their parents stuff. As in stuff. So what is the parent going to do? Be like, oh, well, I know God will help me. No, no, no. You're going to claim that child back. You're going to go on your knees. You're going to pray to God and say this. You know, I like the prayer of Anna and say, this child, I prayed him and he appeared. It's not that I'm trying to, I mean, if I could have done it, I could have helped myself. I could have watched my timing and become pregnant on time and whatever. But it's not, I have struggled. But now somehow God, you bless me. We must know that we need to claim something. Your joy is not coming. You have to pray and say, Lord, I want my joy back. The devil is a thief, and he will try to dispossess you of something that you have. Sometimes you own some things, but because you are not very, can you imagine you have something in the backyard of your house, and you're not paying attention to it? Somebody's going to come one day and remove one, and remove two, and remove three, and take it one day. What are you going to do? If you don't even know what you have, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. He's a thief. He will come to steal. Second level of it is he will come to kill. Well, stealing is one thing because there is hope of recovery. Killing is basically destroying completely and snuffing out life out of that which you own. I pray to God. Anything that will try to kill that which God has given me, I release the artillery of heaven. Every ordinance that can be released to destroy that in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'm serious what I'm talking about. I don't know, people that in the military knows, what is the biggest bomb that you can release? Something that would detonate completely and incinerate on the spot. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen. That is what, because if you don't launch the artillery that you have, and you'll be, oh, yeah, okay, it's going to happen. Who's going to help you launch it? I have the trigger. I'm going to shoot it, but I'm not going to look at it. No. Everything you have, launch it back. Launch it back. The only thing is we are not fighting. We are not shadow boxing. We are not fighting something we don't know. I don't want us to be delusional and be cussing and be praying about random stuff. Anything that will kill what God has given you, you must go and fight back. We must. You have the domain. The Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord. So if something is coming to creeping into your children's mind, are you going to say, oh, it's going to go away over time? What's going to make it go away over time? Father, every spirit that wants to kill their peace, I remove. In your job, something is trying to kill your job, your joy, your whatever God has given you. If God has given you that, you have to pray it and say, Lord, this is mine. I'll give you a quick example in the Bible. Bible says that Abraham left, according to the word of the Lord, although still disobedient, he took his crended, one of his, you know, his nephew, he took, and then he got to Egypt. And he said, oh, my wife, don't worry, I don't want to die, just pretend to be my sister. And Bible says, and the king said, oh, very beautiful lady, I'm going to just take this one. In fact, it was recommendation by the other people living in the city and say, king, there is one beautiful woman. Bible says Sarah was very beautiful. I'm sure you've read that in the Bible. And then the king took. God did something. And I was so happy when I read that over and over and over and over. Bible says, and God plagued this man with many plagues and will have killed him because of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. Even though the man in his own small wisdom was saying, oh, let's do this arrange thing. I will arrange. You pretend that you're not my wife, you're my sister and everything. But God said, this is your person. Do you know it did not happen only once? It happened twice. Before Abimelech, the same thing happened. And they said, oh, I'm going to take you. Bible said God was ready to plague him with many plagues. Because that belongs to him. When God gives you something, God is not giving you an asset so that you can now just leave it so that somebody can steal it and destroy it. You have authority over what God has given you. And you must claim it. And you must hold on to it. That is why Jesus was very serious when he was talking about the talent. What God has given you is yours. Don't let it go and say, oops, what am I going to do now? Everything you're going to do, you must do it. Every believer.
So it came to kill. Thank you very much for the scripture.
And Abraham said of Sarai, his wife, she's my sister. And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Verse 23. Next verse, if we can get to that verse.
Genesis 20, verse 3. Genesis 20, verse 3. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night. And clear, please, let me rest with this carefully. God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are a dead man.
No, it's alive.
It's alive. But God is saying, okay, you are trespassing a boundary that I have given as a domain. That was why, you know, when this man was praying, Jabez, say, enlarge my territory. What he was praying for was, Lord, I want you to give me so many more authority. What God gave to Adam in the Garden of Eden was authority. They tend this garden and take charge of it and give them to things and be in charge of it. And you don't let anything come on that territory and take it. That was why God gave a judgment that was very precise. For I've given you authority over this and you're telling me that somebody else is making mistakes. No, you're responsible. Behold, you are a dead man, for the woman which you have taken, she is a man's wife. Isn't that funny? What's the meaning of that? This man has authority, and he has to claim that authority. Every believer here wants us to know everything God has given you, you have authority. And when you are praying about it, you have to pray like a child of authority. You don't pray like, God, I don't know, peradventure, if it is possible, I don't know if you think it is okay, and this, and that. No. When you're praying concerning, for example, your health, sometimes you think, oh, I don't know if I will be healed. No. There are certain things you don't negotiate. I like the stance of America in certain ways, and the implementation is a little bit faulty. We don't negotiate with terrorists. If we execute that, you would think sometimes you're doing something wrong, but a believer should never negotiate with a terrorist. Who is a terrorist? Everyone that operates the works of the devil is a terrorist. I don't care where the person is coming from, under what guise or pretense the person is coming. Everything that is, what is the function of a terrorist? What's their goal? Yeah, terror, to unleash terror. What is terror? Anything that will inflict fear in you. When fear comes upon a person, do you know you cannot rationally think? When fear comes in a company, the company is in a disorganization, everybody's, oh, what's going to happen? We are going to... Fear suppresses every human reason. That's why you can run. You can scale a fence that you will not ordinarily be able to scale. Once you are afraid, God has designed your body. Every other emotion will be suppressed. If you are very hungry right now, immediately you see fear, you will forget about food. It's just normal. If you're feeling, oh, I'm looking at this movie, it's awesome, my body. The moment fear strikes your eye, every other thing is suppressed. I want you to look at any example, human life thing, when fear strikes your heart. You are thinking, oh, when I get home, I'm going to buy me chicken wrap. And then, while you're thinking that, boom, that's an accident. Fear comes in. You think about chicken wrap after that minute. That chicken wrap is gone because now you are looking at survival. What am I going to do? What's going to happen next? What devil tries to do is to inflict terror. Fear will come. That's why the Bible says fear has torment. It can strike and paralyze. In fact, no matter how you want to pray, when fear comes in, you begin to look at, let me do something else instead of prayer. Let me do something else instead of prayer. That is a very strategic idea. So we don't negotiate with terrorists. Every believer must understand that you must not negotiate with terrorists. Every work of the devil in your life, do not let it go. You can't say, oh, you know, this is my body. I don't know, God. It's looking, Lord, I believe your word. I understand I'm still subject to physical conditions. But Lord, this body, I claim it so that your name will be glorified. Lord, help me so that I can live good health. You don't just give up and say, oh, you know, everything you give up. If the friends of this man that was paralyzed, if they gave up on him, they would not take him to Jesus. They broke someone else's roof to get to Jesus.
They believe that, you know what, we're not going to let this just happen. That is ownership. Every believer must have ownership. Your health is significant. Don't just give up once you get this. With that, they said 75% of Americans, when they get to this age, they get it. I think that's what's happening to him, me. And then, seriously, I understand that. I am definitely scientific. But when it comes to also appropriating what God has given you, don't ever yield any ground. Because every moment you yield a ground, you are losing the future value of the profit that will come from the land. Every time you lose $5, every profit that you can ever make from $5, you will never make it in the future. It's just what it is. Every believer must know that you have something God has given you. That's why you must know what God has given you. Don't get things that God has not given you. Because if you don't, if something belongs to you, no way. Jesus prayed a prayer for Peter. He said, I have prayed for you because you belong to me. I know that for a fact. You belong to me. I have prayed for you. Devil wanted to mess with you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The day you're going to wake up in the morning and you feel like maybe you would die. I don't know what's going to happen in your dream or what has happened in your dream or what you have seen in your dream. You wake up and say, God, if this is a scheme of the devil to inflict fear and kill my joy, I take authority because Jesus said, I saw devil fall like lightning. And in that John 10, it says, he's a thief. He will first try to steal what belongs to you with the hope of you reclaiming it. And then he will kill. And I want us to know that the devil can destroy. If we yield ground, I mean, what Osama bin Laden and all this Hezbollah and all the other people have been doing, they are very small compared to what devil can do. When it comes to destruction, it means it's removing every hope of what will happen in the future. Every believer must know, I have authority to defend the ground. To defend the ground. How are you going to defend this thing? How are we going to defend this? Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. We have authority. I know we say, oh, but I still commit sin. Lord, but I'm not perfect. Lord, but I have problem. That does not remove the authority you have in Christ. I mean, the fact that your child spills water in the house, the fact that your child does not do all the chores the way you want them to do it, does that make them less than your child or the person less than not your member of your household? Your authority is not a function of every other thing you look at and say, oh, because of it. You have authority. You have to exercise. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. He said, God has destroyed, spoiled principalities and power and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. Every time you're going to fight, I want us to also know, I know we quote this in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 easily. It says, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities. What are principalities? These are operational systems. These are organizations and hierarchies that I and you cannot comprehend the effectiveness of how they work. If I ask every one of us now, do we know who is actually commanding the spiritual force? I don't know. Do we know how they orchestrate their plans? Do we know what they are scheming against somebody here today? Do we know what the devil is planning right now? Jesus prayed a prayer in the book of John chapter 17. He said, Father, I pray for them because I'm leaving them. I wish I could take them away, but I cannot. But I pray that you keep them. And when Jesus was teaching the prayer, he said, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. If we don't know who we are fighting, we can't fight correctly. Principalities, they're organized. We are the ones that are not organized. You know, if I'm fighting, do you know, based on what God is revealing to you about your future, the amount of fight you need to put up with, if you understand the scheme of it, sometimes nobody will beg you and say, please wake up and pray. It is because we don't know how important. Every single person here, your life is so precious before God. that the devil as well knows that if you do everything according to the plan of God, it's very expensive. I give you a quick example. How important was the life of Jesus? Well, of course, very important. How many children died so that that one will be available for us? Seriously, I don't want any of my family to be living around that time or to have babies around that time. But because what devil wanted to do, why didn't God stop Herod from making all those grievous and very tyrannical act of killing people? What about Moses? So we must know that what is happening, in fact, someone may become erratic, doing bad stuff. You must know that. Don't worry about the physical operation. There are stuff happening behind the scenes. And I want us to think about that every time. I don't want us to be too religious. You see cockroach, you begin to cast that demon out of them. You know, you see what gecko walking past you. I've seen this before. You know, you begin to carry holy water and sprinkle around it. I don't want us to be too religious because we'll get carried away. Every little thing is spiritual. However, I don't want us to be deceived by saying, in America, what's happening, there cannot be any devil. I tell you the truth. Until you have an encounter, that's when you will know. Until you actually, like, you'll be fighting and wrestling. And you think, oh my God, will I survive this? We must know the principalities and powers that are operating. And when those powers are operating, do you know they will operate through somebody? As in, it will be through somebody, someone that is, I don't know, literally, they will operate through someone. But you must know I have an opportunity to stand my ground. I pray that the Lord will give us wisdom to be able to pray this prayer every time in the name of Jesus. I pray that today we're going to have boldness to say, Father, everything you have given me, I will not yield ground in the name of Jesus. Every time you yield ground, the devil knows what he's going to do. He's going to come nicely to take the next spot. It's just the way it works. Nobody gives up easily. If you give up and say, now I'm going to start drinking, just to kill every sorrow, you've just yielded that ground. What's going to happen next? Some other compounded sorrow will come, and you say, oh, I've been too busy. I need to make my body enjoy. And then you begin to go on and on. Then weed will come, and then other things will come, and women will come, and then men too will come. Every ground is worth taking. Every ground. Like we saw it. You know, Joshua, after God said, even though you thought you have captured a lot of land, you are not done. There are many more lands you need to take. We must take everything that belongs to you. Everything you yield, you are losing. And then you're going to pray about it. Later. You know, many times we pray to God. I was listening to a message and say, when God is silent. I don't know if you've had that message. Gio preached that. I was blessed. I listened to it over and over and over and over. I wish you go find it. I can send it to you. When God is silent. When God is silent, don't think that God is not doing anything. But in fact, the way Jesus started that message, and I don't want you to go listen to it yourself. He said, when Jesus was on the cross, God was silent. As in, God didn't say anything. He did not say anything. Do you know God? You would have thought God would do something. God would say something now. God, definitely, I believe God would say something now. He was silent. Why? He already knew what he has deposited in him. Just all you need to do is just fight through this. Sometimes when you're fighting as a child of authority, it comes with pain. You have to just hold on to it. You just hold on to it. You just hold on to it. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, and we'll close shortly. Second Corinthians chapter 10. We quote these scriptures every now and then, but I want us to think about it powerfully as we're going to be closing now. Second Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 4. And 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Ah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. I think I will just stop through this if we can only get through this. Let's see that verse 4 again.
The weapons of our warfare. What is a weapon?
Anything contrived to inflict damage or disharm, or at least immobilize the other person so that you can be free, or at least act on your own operation. You know, some people, a sheet of paper can be a weapon. Depends on how you know how to do it. Some people, it's pocket knife is enough weapon. Some people, it's gun. Some people, it's knife. Some people, it's anything.
But it says, for the weapons that we use to fight, they are not things that are like carnal. They're not flesh stuff. They're not just things. But they are powerful through God.
Now, but it mentions something very here. And see, everything is in quote. Pulling down of strongholds. Everything that is holding strongly. What do they call that choke? The neck, the one they do in the neck. Huh?
Cross collar.
Sometimes if somebody holds you from the back, you know the military people, they do all this training, right? And somebody wants to choke you from the back. How do you escape from it? If anyone has not gone to boot camp, don't worry about it. You probably will not know it. If somebody's holding you from the back and is holding your neck to choke you out, and do you know how long can a person stay when he's being choked from the back? Can we last 10 minutes? 5 minutes? Okay. 2 minutes max, maybe. Maybe. So if someone thinks, don't worry, I will just praise God, and then, you know, when somebody's choking you, what are you going to do? You have only 3 minutes to respond max. In fact, the longer you wait, the less effective your attempt to be. You see somebody, and then before you know it, you just do hands like that. He said, the weapons of our warfare, they're mighty through God to pull down everything that will basically strangle us. If we let everything happen, they will choke us. And we will begin to wave our hand and do all this stuff initially, thinking that we are strong. And then before you know it, you will see the struggle is becoming less and less. And less and less, and less and less. And that's it. I will not let anything to have a stronghold on me by the authority in the name of Jesus. And nobody really prays for that. Nobody says, oh, this thing will have. But the only thing is for us to check and say, what is it that is holding me back? And you have to pray and say, Father, I remove every hand that is choking me. That will not let me be what I need to be. And they must go. If you like it, if you say, oh, well, I don't like, I have very hard prayer. I'm a very gentle person. It depends on the type of choke that you are getting. If you are being choked gently, you will pray gently. And it will take a long time before you really pass out. But if you are being choked strongly, you'll be like, Lord, I don't know who this person is. I mean, really, fine. You may bite the person, but if you can't even reach the person to bite the person. You can kick the person. You can do other things. You have to take the bull by the horn when it comes to this. The authority of a believer is not to give up for somebody that is. It's a strongholds. I mean, the word may look weird, but that's really what it is. Something is old in you and me. And those things are not weak. They are strong. Every stronghold in our lives. I pray by the authority in the name of Jesus. Every hand of such will be broken in the name of Jesus. Give an illustration so that we can pray. Bible says, and Pharaoh was having a stronghold upon the children of Israel. He would not let them go. Pharaoh would not just say, oh, time up. You can go now. There is no way somebody would just freely give unto you something if you have been captivated by that thing. I pray nobody here is doing anything like pornography or whatever. How do you think somebody gets away from pornography or break away from pornography? How? Is a stronghold. Statistically, there was a conference that was held in, was it Dallas? And I think it was published in some papers or whatever, Christian conference. They said that the hotel sent a report to the church administration. And they said that was the weekend they had the highest number of traffic to pornographic sites. It was a convention. I don't know whether it was Dallas or is it Gaylord, whatever. They said that was it. Weekend, they had the highest traffic of people, and they went for Christian conference. I don't even know whether it's a leadership conference or pastor's conference or minister's conference. We may be thinking and say, oh, pastor. Pastor is a person that may be held by strong hands. For me, title is irrelevant. In fact, with the devil, title is a very good measure of which type of rope we used to tie the person. You say, this guy, I don't need the trine. I need double layer, triple layer rope. And I'm tie it, I will do bow knots, I will do all kinds of knots, so that when he's wriggling, he will be choking himself the more. We must pray the prayer, Lord, every entanglement in my life, they are broken loose in the name of Jesus. Every entanglement. Bible says, and they tied Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They tied them. And then you'll be thinking, that was one of the messages. And it was like, so why is God not talking now? But they already boasted about God. They prayed about God. They talked to God, Lord, this is not going to happen. But help us. But we don't want to give in to this guy. Every ground you yield, devil will multiply it. They didn't want to yield ground. So God basically had to, do you know what happened in that case? God was waiting for them in the fire. And it sounded like an irony. They were being thrown in the fire. Everybody, in fact, if I were to be there, I would be thinking God should show up now. But you know what? God was already there in the fire. Bible says, and it took the king to say, excuse me, didn't we throw three of them in there? I can see a fourth person having an appearance to be that of the Son of God. What's happening here? And he said, they were not burned. Even their flesh could not smell of the smoke. And do you know that was the breaking of the stronghold of the king over their thoughts and their faith? I pray this morning, every stronghold over everyone here this morning, they are broken in the name of Jesus. You can't break stronghold by thinking about it. You can't break stronghold by doing yoga. You can't break stronghold by just, you know, liking somebody on the Facebook and say, oh, he's a nice guy, he's a man of God, you know. You have G.O. I subscribe to his Facebook. That's not, you can't. By going to church, you can't break that young, except you now say, Lord, today, I will not let you go, except you deliver me from this problem. Deliver me from this problem. I don't like using my example. I pray to God concerning my family. I notice a trend, two generations in my family. And I said, this is a bad thing, oh, this is a really bad thing. I said, from me, this will never happen. How will I solve that problem? I don't know. But I said, this one, it's beyond me. It's a stronghold. And I don't know if you have noticed in some families, you will see someone will get in the family and then they'll end up just leaving. One day I asked, I said, what is happening to all these people? They said, oh, they will never stay. Something will just happen, they will go. Something will happen to them. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, physically and spiritually, I separate myself from this course in my family. It will never again. There are some other prayers I pray to God. You will, in the family, there is only one person that will make it. All the rest will be dependent. Whether they are 7, 12, 15, it's only one person that will be comfortable enough to have basic meal. All the rest is that they'll be begging the first one. In fact, they will overload that first one that he, for his own life. How will you break away from such a thing? You'd be like, let's work hard. That's never going to happen. Bible says, we are not going to use carnal idea to solve that problem. You have to know that this is, but you have authority as a believer. Some people will say, oh, yeah, it's all our family. You know, that's, it runs in the family. I hate that word, it runs in the family, if it's not a good thing. It runs in the family is maybe factual. You may be seeing it, that is. But then, agreeing with that and say that is it. No. I don't want to do that. I don't want to accept that. It may be like I'm not accepting a reality for now, but I want to go. Mighty through God to put out every stronghold in your mind. Do you know sometimes some people, they're just honestly, you know, something will happen and you will not have idea, and before you know things will start going down. Stronghold. Every stronghold in every life, I break by the authority in the name of Jesus. I pray to God we understand this thing, that we'll pray it. Because the person that is holding all these things, it's not going to let go easily. How can I shoot the devil? What range? What kind of gun? M16? You can't. We can't physically kill the devil. In fact, you can't kill the devil. Because his hand is known already. But every work that the devil wants to make manifest, we have to basically say, personal non grata. It's not in my house. It's not in my house. Casting down imaginations. Everything. You know, the devil has a very vivid mind. You will begin to hear and think about things that under normal circumstances you should not be thinking about. You have to cast down. And I want us to understand the casting down. You have to say, Father, every thought that is not consistent with the word of God, they will never stand in my heart in the name of Jesus. There are sometimes you just think about weird things. Oh, I think I would die. Everybody thinks about that, but you have to say, Lord, I'm not going to die. Seriously, why will I just die now? I will die when I have to die, but I will not just be having this sudden panic fear of maybe I will die, maybe I will be sick, maybe something will happen to me. How you know, sometimes, you know, just random thoughts. Lord, I cast down every imagination. And you know it's an imagination. It has to come in your mind. Some people have morbid thoughts. Everything they'll be talking about is negative, wrong, evil, completely something that will not be positive. It is a stronghold. Until we break it, but then the question is, you are saying, so how am I going to break this? Oh, maybe I need the deliverance service from Bishop GK. Forget about Bishop GK, anything. Start right now by the authority in the name of Jesus. You have the destiny in your hands. Bible says these signs shall follow those that believe. I believe someone here believes in the word of God. Yes? That they will speak and things will begin to happen. They will cast out demons. What we call demons, some people think of it as some whatever. Everything that is acting contrary to the word of God is a demonic operation. I mean, something that is, you are not just hallucinating now. Because I know some people they just hallucinate a lot. But you can see that things will begin to just happen. Lord, when I have. Casting down. He says, and the reason why I'm saying this is I'm basically quoting scriptures. Please, if you can, let us have that back on the screen 1 second. Let's have that back. 2 Corinthians or Colossians. Say, casting down imaginations. Casting down imaginations. Colossians 2. Oh, 2 Corinthians now. 10, 4 to 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5. Because I want to point out a few things so that we can pray our time is fast spent. 2 Corinthians 10. 4 to 5. Thank you, sir. It says, casting down imagination and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God. I want us to underline that. Knowledge of God. Everything I know about God, that it's not what I'm observing, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, what I'm perceiving. They're not matching what I'm hearing, what God has said. You have to cast it down. I mean it, casting it down. How do I cast it down? Father, in the name. And how do we fight? Bible says, for God has given him a name that is above every other name. Now, he gave 3 dimensions of the operation. Say, everything in the heavens. So you may say, I cannot reach the heavens, but it's everything in the heavens. Everything on the earth. And everything that operates underneath the earth. Every dimension you want to look at, it says, he's giving you authority. In the name of Jesus. I cast out every imagination that is not consistent with the word of God. The word of God is not to do us harm, it's to do us good. The word of God has been given to us to exalt us, to bless us. He says, bringing every thought into captivity. Every thought to captivity. And the Bible says, and they came to capture Elisha, and the servant of Elisha said, oh, master, we're in problem because we live in Dothan. The city has been encamped around. We cannot go anywhere. We have problem here, master. We are not going to escape. And the master said, oh, Lord, open the eyes of my servant that he may see. Okay, now that is the reverse of the problem. The servant said, they have surrounded us. We can't escape. When God opened his eyes, he said, my master, I can see you on a mountain, being surrounded by the chariot of fire. So, where we thought that we had weaknesses, God has inverted that for us to have strength. But we must see it. We must fight it. You cannot cast down imagination by just thinking about it. You pray about it. You declare it. And many people may say, I don't like speaking in tongues. You may not like speaking in tongues. But you will pray to a point you don't even know the words you need to speak. And that's where you need to rely on the Holy Spirit. And say, Father, you can be praying, Lord, destroy this thing. You will get to a point you can't say it. You just have to rely on the Spirit of God. Bible says, for he has given you Holy Spirit so that he can help us to pray with a groan and a passion, an expression beyond which our mouth can express. So you don't need Holy Spirit to just like Holy Spirit. You need Holy Spirit to survive. Because we are not fighting a warfare that is fought with knife and dagger and all kinds of small stuff. Because we are fighting principalities, they're organized. They will use anybody they will need to use. They will use anybody they need to use. And it's because some people just yield themselves to the work of the devil and they begin to become erratic and kill themselves. Look at all the guys that just drove and flew in to destroy World Trade Center. Oh, you go to heaven, you have women, wives come to you. They allowed themselves to be used to kill. How many people were lost in World Trade Center? Forget about the asset of the building, the people. Those are people that they would never, ever be able to accomplish every other thing else they wanted to do. Those are kids. Those are children of some people. Those are somebody's brother and somebody's husband. What about the first responders that died? Some of them continue to suffer from all kinds of smoke-related injuries, all kinds of things that happen to them. Because somebody allowed the orchestration or the whatever planning of some wicked thoughts to use them to get into this. I want us to understand, we are not fighting against those whatever 13 guys that said they were going to do all these things. But we have to fight against the imagination and power. The same thing over your family, over your children, over your health, over your finances. You think the devil will let you go scot-free so that you can begin to say, oh, yes, I'm free now? It's not going to let go. That's what he prides himself in taking people captive. In fact, he will want to boast and say, oh, you will see what I will let Sister Jennifer do in the next 6 months. The devil is a very calculative person. Why would the devil have to tempt Jesus? I don't think it's worth his time if he knew he was going to fail. But he still wanted to try anyways. So tomorrow, thank God for that teaching about temptation. Tomorrow when you are tempted, know for sure that the goal of temptation was to destroy and to distract and to begin to execute John chapter 10 verse 10. To steal your confidence, to kill, to completely annihilate and destroy everything you may want to have to do with God. And you know what the devil does very well? He kills people very smartly in church. How? He will attack them, draw them out, isolate them. You know, that's how animals do that well. When you see a lion that is chasing a herd of sheep, it's not going to go after 100 of them. It will go after one, isolate one, and destroy. That's the way it works. It's animal instinct. We must know that we need to speak about this. You need to pray about it. You need to stand on it. Every time fear comes upon you, don't let it go. Don't wait for one bishop to come and pray for you. Pray and say, Father, I don't have words now. But I resist every imagination of the devil, every manifestation of the power of the enemy in my family. If you think you can't pray by yourself, call somebody that you know can pray with you. If you know that will not work, come to prayer meeting during the weekly service. That's why we have it in church. If you know that's not going to happen, come on Sunday. Get two or three people together and pray about it. These things will not go by wishing. It will go by prayer and having the presence of God. I want us to pray. Let's just rise on our feet as we're going to close this hour. I want us to declare and say, Lord, every stronghold upon me, I break free and break loose. Bible says the Son of God has been made manifest so that I may destroy the works of the darkness of the devil. I wanted to pray this morning. Maybe you realize or you don't realize it. That's fine. But let us say, Lord, every scheme of the devil over my life, every attempt to scuttle my success and destroy my life and steal my property and destroy that which you have given me, my joy, my home, my family. Father, I break free by the authority in the name of Jesus. Oh, you must pray that prayer because that was a word that Paul had to say unto the woman at Philippi. He said, in the name of Jesus, out of her,
I wanted to pray every demonic operation.
I don't want to name names. I don't even know how they do their stuff.
All I know is they just accomplish their evil work somehow. I wanted to pray and say, Lord, every demonic operation that may be manifested in my life in any form, through any means, I completely destroy by the word of God this day in the name of Jesus. Bible says, no counsel shall be able to stand against you. No divination shall be able to stand against Israel. I wanted to pray and say, Lord, everything that is fighting my life, Lord, I pray today I break free from them in the name of Jesus. The authority of a believer is to declare in the name of Jesus. I wanted to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am free. I wanted to pray that prayer, Lord, I am free indeed. Bible says, whosoever the Son shall set free, it shall be free indeed. I want to say, Lord, I am free. Use your mouth to express it. I am free, O God, from stress. I am free, O God, from confusion. I am free, O God, from mind slavery. I am free, O God, even from all kinds of things. Some people, they have compulsive behavior. You want to do something else, you end up doing the wrong thing. You know, I wanted to pray and say, Lord, every tendency to continue to sin in a way that is even just unreasonable, Lord, I break free from such in the name of some people. The devil has so captivated their life, they cannot even think straight about anything. I want to say, Lord, I break free from every mind manipulation in the name of Jesus. Some people, their health has been held bound. I wanted to say this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know some things are consequences of natural use of the body, but Lord, every stronghold over my health, I break loose in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray, if you have children, that the Lord will cause the power of his mind, every stronghold that may be holding them, they break loose today in the name of Jesus. Pray over your marriage, everything that may be a stronghold that is choking, that is stealing, that is destroying, that is about to kill. I want us to pray and say, Father, I break loose even from such hold in the name of Jesus. Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. I would like you to declare by the authority in the name of Jesus, Father, every work of the devil in my life, I resist in the name of Jesus. I resist the temptation to fall. I resist the temptation to go against your word. Because it says, casting down every imagination that is running contrary to the knowledge of God, I resist in the name of Jesus. I wanted to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. Some days you'll be tired, you can't pray. Sometimes you will be panicked, you cannot even say a word, but you need the Holy Spirit. I wanted to ask him, you know, but when there was a time that Paul got to a place and asked him, have you heard about the Holy Spirit? He said, no, we have not heard about the Holy Spirit. I want to pray and say, Lord, let your Holy Spirit operate in me. I don't want to get into any argument of whether you want to speak in tongue or not. It's not a matter of a choice if you want to, but you need, there are certain things you need for you to survive. I want to pray, Holy Spirit, come upon me and help me, oh God, to pray according to your will in the name of Jesus. It's not for you to come and boast in church and begin to speak it around people, you need that spirit to overcome, to be able to intercede. And Jesus fell while he was praying so much with a passion that the sweat that was coming out of him was like blood. Pray this morning, Lord, let your Holy Spirit help me, oh God, in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you grab somebody beside you? We're gonna pray this last prayer before we go do our announcement and offering. I want to talk to that person and say, Father, I agree with my brother or sister this morning. Every stronghold be broken loose in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the prayer of the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. I wanted to pray sincerely, honestly, expecting that God will do a breakthrough. The Lord will do a deliverance work. The Lord will do a mighty thing. You are now a vessel that God is going to use through to pray for this other person. Just pray in a minute. Father, let there be breakthrough in the life of this my brother or my sister. Let every stronghold be dismantled in the name of Jesus. Bible says they shall gather, but because they are not of God, they will not stand. Every scheme of the devil, every plan of the devil,
Every idea of the devil, every orchestration of the devil, every thought that the devil may be bringing. Bible says that we shall bring to nothingness their scheme. I wanted to pray this hour. Father, I agree with my brother and my sister. I bring down every imagination, every thought in the name of Jesus. Bible says, whatsoever you bind on this earth, they shall be bound in heaven. I want to declare, I bind every operation that is running around loose. I take authority in the name of Jesus. I declare for such evil works, cease your work in the name of Jesus. Every evil thought, cease your operation in the name of Jesus. Every random thought of death, of evil, cease your work in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for my brother or sister today. Bible says, where two shall agree upon a thing upon the earth, it shall be established. I agree with my brother and my sister this morning that it shall be free in them. Every stronghold shall be broken. Oh Lord, I speak in the authority of Christ. He said, I saw the devil fall like lightning. I pray. Jesus said, all authority in heavens and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, I pray this morning, authority to break loose, you receive in the name of Jesus. I wanted to pray every familiar problem that has become very consistent. Father, I break loose from them in the name of Jesus. Every generational problem that may be resident in the life, that is becoming an hallmark for the family, that is becoming an hallmark for the household. Father, today I plead the blood of Jesus to wipe and wash away every stain of evil, every handwriting of evil, every scheme of the evil. Father, remove in the name of Jesus every generational curse that might have been spoken. It may be written, it may be documented, it might have been spoken, it might have been an agreement of mutual consent. But Lord, I am not a participant to that. Therefore, I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, I break such hold in the name of Jesus. Some people, they have been covenanted that they will never excel in life, that no matter what they do, it will not come to fruition. I want you to separate yourself by the word of God today and say, Lord, every agreement of evil that is not in line with your word, I dissociate myself from them in the name of Jesus. Every counsel that is not of God, that does not give glory to the Almighty, I separate myself from them in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this morning that the Lord will enlarge your territory. The Lord will give you more land to possess because you are a child of authority. Bible says those that love the tongue, they will be able to use it to their advantage. I want to declare this morning, Father, because I'm a child of authority, I declare, O God, that the land shall begin to bring good fruit unto me. Every labor of my hand shall begin to bring fruit. I want to speak in authority positively now to your life. Father, I receive peace in my family. I have peace in my health. I have peace in my finances. Maybe your investment is going down and you are panicking. I wanted to pray and say, Lord, I speak the word of God into my investment. Father, they begin to turn upward in the name of Jesus. I wanted to begin to prophesy, decree for the mind of God and say, Lord, I speak, oh God, health into my home. Peace of God. Bible says, and the peace that is beyond understanding of the heart of a man, the Lord shall come upon your household and upon your life. I wanted to pray and say, Lord, I speak in the authority of the word of God. I have peace in my heart. I have peace over my children. I have peace over my home. In the name of Jesus, I wanted to pray for your children right now. Lord, every stronghold that we want to entangle them, that we want to captivate them, that we want to estrange them to me, I break in the name of Jesus. And I wanted to speak the authority of God upon their life because you are a parent that has authority. I want to say, Lord, my children shall excel. My children will do well. My children will be great in the land. My children will glorify God in the name of Jesus. My children will not be wayward. My children will not be children of confusion. My children shall be example, O God, of great children. My children shall have the love of God. They will know God by themselves. My children shall be, O God, examples. Among others, they shall excel. They will be lifted. In the name of Jesus. I want us to pray as we're going to close this prayer. I want to declare and say, Father, I live as a conqueror. Bible says, for we are more than conquerors. And then, well, Lord, we are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. You are wanting to say, Lord, I am an overcomer. Lord, I begin to live in victory. I begin to live in victory. I begin to operate in excellence. I begin to operate in victory. I begin to operate in higher level than I used to. In the name of Jesus, I begin to operate in higher dimension. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you thank God and say, Lord, I thank you for the understanding of your word that says I have authority because God has given me the name of Jesus. And whatsoever I ask the Father in that name, it will give unto me according to his will. It says, ask so that your joy may be full. I want to say, Father, I thank you for the knowledge of your word. Because I will be operating in faith even to do these things. Because I will be taking higher ground. Because I will be moving, oh God, even by the power of your mind. Because I know it shall be well with me. Just give glory to God. Give glory and honor to him. Oh, Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we declare this morning, by the power in the name of Jesus, every stronghold, either told that has kept or held any of your children bound, I pray by the power of the might of God, this day that there shall be an end to them in the name of Jesus. Oh, suddenly you broke the bound upon the children of Israel. Lord, I pray for a sudden miracle today. That every hand of evil that has tyrannized your children, that has made them to suffer. Lord, today I bring an end to such body authority in the name of Jesus. Every wicked foe, every ensnarement of the devil, everything that the weapon has used, I bring them to nothingness in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree life upon your children. Lord, I decree great success in the name of Jesus. Every limitation, Lord, I decree for today there shall be no more any limitation to grow great in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the authority you have given us as your children. Oh, Lord, I thank you because you have given us privilege to access the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and help in times of need. Father, we return praise to you today because you are worthy of praise and honor and adoration. Dad, we thank you because you are great. We thank you because you will help us in need. We thank you for victory over every compulsive behavior. We thank you, King of Glory, because in the end, our Lord shall glorify your name. Dad, we thank you this morning. We return glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I want us to shout three powerful hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. This hallelujah is a victorious one. I wanted to believe God because it's praise God because he has done wonderful things for me. Shout hallelujah! Because I know that your testimony shall be different. I'm not trying to psych anybody up, but I believe in a God that is beyond what my mind can comprehend. I believe in a God that can do what no man can do. I believe in a God that when he says yes, nobody can say no. I believe in a God that when he opens a door, nobody, no authority, no kingdom can shut it. I wanted to shout this one hallelujah, having full confidence of faith, moving into the next territory, knowing fully well that every stronghold is broken. Shout hallelujah! God bless you indeed. You may be seated in his presence.
Praise the Lord.